So the way the community, it's like, I'm not sure if you've been to Cape Town Airport. Have you seen the way it's separated? Like the other side, it's the airport, and just straight after the airport, it's the what do they call this? The informal settlement. Yes. So it's like that from our side. So from that side, from our side, it's the houses, and the other side, it's the informal settlement. So that is where all those things, everything, everybody dumps their thing. So they don't have water. They're using water tanks and everything. So I used to jog that side because there's an uphill, and this side it's just the road. It goes straight forward. So that's when I recognized this issue, and this morning I decided to just do a walk to see if it's still like that, and it's still like that. Even though I know that the community development workers, they try to clean it, but there is no way that they're winning this battle, and it seems like the municipality doesn't want to get involved because, from what I've heard from the communities, that they're saying they are not on the map, so that's why the community, not the community, the municipality, can't really assist. So it's a bit of a tricky situation because, when you are not living in that side, then when you try to intervene, they will ask you, which ward are you from? And then when you respond that you are from our side, then they will tell you that you must focus on your side and leave the other people's issues. So that's why I wanted your advice and how I can really intervene, because I tried and they keep on telling me that I do not leave that side, so I should just focus on the side where there are houses and not the informal settlement.